This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Flash, it's the big deal in storage, and people are continuing to try to get their arms around this subject. Well, joining me in the studio today is Andrew Flint, product manager of Intel's Cache Acceleration Software Division, and Colm Keegan, senior analyst from Storage Switzerland. Hopefully they can get us to where we can really get a hold of flash and SSD. You know, Andrew, a lot of people are deploying flash storage in the data center, but the big question seems to be, what's the best approach? You have server-side flash offerings, RAID controller flash, flash implemented in the SAN. It's all very confusing to anybody in this business. What's your take?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. So what we're looking at is the next evolution in storage performance. If you go back a little bit, people were raiding hard drives, or short-stroking hard drives to get additional performance. It's where a lot of the storage spend was. Now we've got flash in front of us, and that's the next thing in storage performance. It's significantly faster than hard drives. It gets you a lot more IOPS, or storage that you can do in a given amount of time, and a lot less latency. But there's lots of places that it can be rolled out, exactly as you say. Over in the server, back in the SAN, I think where we're headed overall is, in the future, you're going to see a distinction between capacity-based storage that's centralized, SAN or NAS or whatever, and that's where all of your data model happens, backups, snapshots, all those good things. And performance storage gets more distributed. It moves over to the servers as close to the CPU as possible. It's doing the work. And a first step, we think, for that is server-side caching, which gives you a nice seamless way to start to get to what the industry has called content-centric networking.
Colm, you've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of IT end users. Why would they want to consider implementing flash into the server?
Well, Charlie, you know, flash resources aren't cheap, and IT budgets are usually pretty limited. So it's really important to be smart about how you deploy those resources. You want to make sure that they go to the right applications, like virtualized workloads. And server-side flash is really a highly targeted approach for accelerating business apps. So when you implement it in the server, you get a couple of immediate benefits. First, you enhance the performance for those applications with the most pressing need for high performance. And then secondly, you can be a lot more selective about where you deploy those resources, making the deployment more efficient from a cost perspective. And we sometimes refer to it as a surgical strike as opposed to a carpet bombing approach.
Andrew, as you know, a lot of businesses already have an investment in shared storage. In fact, many of these systems may already have some sort of flash or SSD inside of them. Is there anything that your solution can do to take advantage of these resources?
Absolutely. And shared storage is definitely not going away. As I say, that's where you want your capacity centralized storage to do your data lifecycle, backups, snapshots, data deduplication, etc. A lot of these systems have flash with them or the ability to add flash to add a layer of performance at shared storage. And that's good. And that will accelerate everything that's in the storage controller. But really, as Colm mentioned, you really want to address your problem areas specifically. And server-side caching will do that. And it'll work well with flash that's already on the storage server, where you can get acceleration at the SAN and then lower latency through server-side caching on the server, and you can really end up with the best of both worlds. So they do work together as well. And in a virtual environment where you have VMs under VMware or Microsoft Hyper-V, VMs migrate from machine to machine to machine to get the CPU and memory resources they need to do their job the best. You can utilize flash that's on shared storage to have caching, to get the additional performance to those VMs, but not interfere with vMotion. The VMs can move from host to host to host and still access their cache on shared storage on the SAN. So it all does work well together.
Colm, can you think of any other advantages to server-side caching that might be beneficial for businesses?
Well, you know, I think the overall flexibility it delivers is a distinct advantage. In other words, you're not locked into just using server-side resources. You know, when you implement software caching intelligence at the server layer, and as Andrew discussed, it actually complements how you use flash resources that reside outside the server. Plus, when you factor in technologies like Intel's, it allows you to deploy software caching at either the hypervisor or at the guest operating system level. So it really gives people the opportunity to choose the deployment model that best suits their business needs. You know, by the way, Charlie, we're actually going to be digging much deeper into all of these areas in an upcoming webinar that we have with Intel on Tuesday, April 29th. It'll be at 1 p.m. Eastern time.
That's right. April 29th, 1 o'clock. I'm glad you mentioned that, Colin, because George Crump, lead analyst and founder at Storage Switzerland, will talk about this very same subject with Andrew at our webinar. Andrew, you looking forward to the webinar and getting into this subject even deeper with George?
Absolutely. And one of the things that we've seen going out to market with caching, going out to market with SSDs and flash and the overall Intel side is flash can go a lot of places, exactly as you said. It all solves the I/O bottleneck. It's created a little bit of I/O confusion. What we want to do is get the questions that are sitting in customers' minds, which way to deploy, what's best, for what reasons, and really start drilling down on that. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Andrew and George will discuss the role of cache acceleration, server-side flash, and provide guidance on how to select the right architecture for your next storage refresh. And those who register for the event will get an advanced copy of the Storage Swiss article authored by Colm, How to Choose the Right Application Caching Architecture. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to storageswiss.com.